A new report is calling on parents and high schools to put character at the center of college admissions. The report's been long planned, and it comes a week after federal prosecutors charged parents with bribing standardized test administrators, college coaches, and at least one former college trustee to admit some students who might not otherwise have been qualified. The report's lead author is Rick Weisbord of the Harvard Graduate School of Education, and he's on the line. Thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Great to be here.
So your main finding, my understanding, is that there's been this intense focus on academic achievement, and that's squeezed out other things like developing ethical, social, and emotional capacities in students. And so it seems to me that that's been going on for decades. Is it different now?
I think a couple of things are worse. Achievement pressure is just increasing in affluent communities, and this is a problem that's continuing. I also think that it looks like the levels of cheating that are going on are increasing in the application process, and that parents helping with essays is increasing. It's hard to know. There isn't really clear data about this, but you're hearing about this more and more. And, you know, the inequities in the system are increasing, too.
Well, you know, I'm sure that some parents, though, might say, well, it's the system, right? I mean, if I don't focus on academic achievement, then my kid might be at a competitive disadvantage. So how do you make the argument that parents might want to shift?
I think it's, part of what's going on, part of what the arms race is that if your neighbor is getting an SAT tutor in the eighth grade, you feel like you're cheating your kid not to get an SAT tutor in the eighth grade. And so, you know, that's the contagion. But it's a dangerous contagion. It's dangerous in the sense that we're not focusing on those things that are important. You know, we have a lot of parents who are doing everything for their kid, but they're not doing what counts. And what really counts is focusing on your kid being an engaged, curious learner and focusing on your kids being empathic and grateful. And those things count not only in terms of ethical character, but they also count in terms of college engagement, gratification, and work success.
Is it really parents primarily responsible for setting this tone?
One of the things that I think goes on is, you know, often parents blame colleges, colleges blame parents, high schools blame colleges and parents. There's a lot of finger-pointing that goes on. And the case that we're making here is that we all have to do more and do better.
And so give me maybe three of your key recommendations to all of those groups involved.
So the recommendations that we are making to parents is to focus on qualities like curiosity, empathy, gratitude, and also fit. Where is your child really going to have a wonderful learning experience and be engaged? You know, this report is more focused on middle and upper class families. And, you know, we're also encouraging them to cultivate gratitude in their kids. It's a privilege to go to a four-year college. You know, about two-thirds of Americans don't have a bachelor's degree. So we're really talking about gratitude. In high schools, we are talking about using this as an opportunity for ethical education, you know, engaging kids in questions about equities this raises. The other thing that we are recommending that high schools do is have compacts with parents that really spell out their obligations and parents' obligations in this process. You know, it's not okay for parents to monopolize a guidance counselor's time. The parents have to think about their own kid, but they also have to think about other people's kids. This is not a competition with other people's kids. They have to support other people's kids in this process.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough argument to make, right?
Well, you know, I think we have a deep problem, and the deep problem is that we have this sort of trope in our country that you got to do what's best for your own kid. And that's true. You know, you do have to do what's best for your own kid. But if you're an ethical person, if you're a moral person in the world, you also have to think about other people's kids as well. And I worry that we lost that balance.
Is it a coincidence that your report is coming out now, you know, a week after this announcement from federal prosecutors in Boston about this wide-ranging admission scandal?
Yeah, it is a coincidence. I mean, it's a coincidence in the sense that we've been planning on releasing it this spring because parents and kids are starting to look at colleges this spring.
Rick Weisbord with the Harvard Graduate School of Education, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.